Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Kent Griffin, Citadel, had the biggest
return in Citadel
hedge fund history, $16 billion. Legendary situation.
Absolutely.
Citadel, number one hedge fund. Talk about that.
Number two was, Ian, go ahead, and then I'll talk about number two.
Talk about that.
I just want to say shout out to JP Morgan, shout out to Citadel, Bank of America. I told you, Ken is who y'all think Chapo is. So, like, got his hands into Robinhood. Amazing. Retail traders want to dominate? Let me get a little piece of that. People want to be in crypto? Let me get a little piece of that and put my hands in there. Market wants to fall apart. Going back to the Par Tudor Jones lesson, you have to be in flow with the market. Even the best time to make the most cash is when there's chaos. There's a reason I kept screaming that Ken is one of those ones. And John Paulson's trade was amazing. That was classified as the best trade ever up until this point, but to knock out $16 billion in a down market to produce incredible alpha for clients, when most people think that it wasn't possible, I can't do nothing but tip my hat off to it. This is a legendary trade, legendary quarter and year for them. That's why I would say follow the money. Outside of the Robinhood debacle, we didn't hear much from Ken. Now compare that to Cathie Wood's of 2020. I love Kathy. I told you about the soon demise, but the best investors, best CEOs that I like the most, once again, are really quiet. Like, it's a quiet display of wealth. That headline of $16 billion looks better than whatever proposed returns that Kathy was going to have in 2020. Follow the money. Go look at their portfolio. See the top 5 things they're invested in. For my traders that are super serious, go reverse engineer everything that they're doing and everything that they traded to see at what levels, what percentages down they were looking to short and buy back long. Kudos to Citadel.
Yeah, $16 billion, a record.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot. Ray Dalio was number 2 at $6 billion. Might have heard of him.
Not bad.
Might have
heard of him. Shout out Ray.
Yeah. Anything you want to add?
I'm putting them on to
do I mean, we just got to tip a hat to that. $16 billion in 2022, when most people looked at the market as it was a bear market. This is why hedge funds, you know, make sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a couple people who did not report though. So I know George Santos, they didn't have his accumulation of wealth for the year. So we'll see where he comes in at. But yeah, $16 billion.
I don't know if it's gonna be 16.
I don't know if it's gonna be 16, like them, but it could be
16, a hell of a number.
So we'll see.
Not bad. You have to follow the flow. I know sometimes you make investing so hard, but if you see, and that's why I say, even for everyone listening, even if you're not the biggest fan of me, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like if I say, we see a sector is going to crash, your first thought should be, let me short that sector until I see a reversal point.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I don't like the sector. I'm like, just let's make money as it goes down. Great. If it turns around, let's go back up. Even when I said Bitcoin $9,000, like if Bitcoin goes to $9,000, I'm going to put a lot of money in it there because I know a lot of institutions will buy. If we look at crude went to like a historic low 2020. It went back to the 1986 lows and then it popped back up to the 50% level and now it's been sliding back down. Like there's opportunity. That's all I would say. There's no such thing as a bad market, just bad entries into it.
Yeah. And another thing, this is important too, and this is something that I take pride in, is like becoming familiar with these names. So like Ken Griffin, mm-hmm. Paul Tudor Jones, George Soros. It's important to know these names, Ray Dalio, because you never know when you can be in a situation where you're going to see them. Like, that's one of those things. Like, I'll look in the room, like, I always tap shy, like, yo, you see who's in the room? He's like, who? And I'm like, he's the CEO of JP Morgan. And we just happen to be in the room with him. Like, it's important to be familiar with them. I mean, I would argue that if like LeBron walked in the room, we would recognize that. If Jason Tatum or, you know what I mean, one of these guys, Greek, obviously just for the hype, but any of these NBA all-stars, if they walked in the room, we would know it. It would be no question we would know who it was. We don't know who the wealthiest people, some of the wealthiest people in the world are. We could be in the room. So my thing is like, let's familiarize ourselves with that too. Let's study it like we study statistics from who's averaging the most points per game.
And it matters way more.
That also, that's also by design too though, because we met a guy. When we met a guy, he's a billionaire, and he told us he's black. He's a black billionaire, and nobody's ever heard of him. And he said, rich is loud, wealth is quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Rich is loud, wealth is quiet.
Mm-hmm.
What is the benefit of being well known? If you up, let's think about this for a minute. If you're up $4 billion, right? $5 billion, $50 billion, $1
billion. $400 million.
What's the real benefit of being well-known? Because the only thing that's going to happen is people are going to start hating on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to worry about people trying to come at you. And then the government's going to attack you. And then it's like, you know, it's going relatives and everybody's going to come. And you're going to become a target when you can just walk through Target, the grocery store, Target, by yourself, no hassle. It's like
is that
Dan Cathy?
Yeah, but is that well known or famous? Right, because I'm not even saying well known. I'm saying that we should be aware of who they are, especially in the investment world. And I would say majority of people, especially the people we ran into over the past week, they're probably unfamiliar to a lot of people. Right, my thing. I'm not even asking them, hey, you guys should be famous. I'm just saying like we should know that. Like this. For instance, we went into Palantir, and we'll probably talk about them later, right? Would the average person recognize the CEO of Palantir?
No, not.
Right? And he's not trying to be famous,
sure.
But he's doing something. He's doing something involved and has created a company or is the CEO of a company that can change the way life is on Earth, right? And we're not familiar with that. So my thing is like, let's become more familiar with that. Let's get more familiar with the CEOs of some of these companies so that we know what's going on. Right, like it's cool to be entertained, but it's more impressive to be educated.
Isn't cool to be entertained though? But that also goes back to I don't know if everyone really wants to be rich or we want.
That might be true.
I told you, like the biggest PR companies that I know right now are the ones that the wealthy are paying to be out of the press. Can anyone name me four executives at Saudi Aramco right now?
You know what I'm saying?
Which, if you put all the levels
here's
to
the,
it,
here's the truth. Here's the you want the truth or you want the fairy tale. The truth is that you're not gonna know these people unless you're in that space. The average person is not gonna spend time. The average person is just trying to pay their bills and trying to just get through the weekend. and trying to put their kid through grammar school. They don't have time to look up hundreds of CEOs, and you learn that.
Yes, they
you
do.
Learn that. You get face recognition when you're in the space, when you at dinner, when you end cocktail hours. When you, that's when you get that. You learn.
But how do they learn? LeBron,
they don't have time to do it.
Kyrie, they have the time.
No, they really don't.
What they choose to do is different.
They can make the time.
No, they really don't.
Yeah, they do.
They really don't.
They got time to talk crazy in the comments.
Yeah.
No, they got.
You got a question.
It's about what you're doing with the time. It's more than. It's not that we don't. They don't have the time.
I've stayed in the house 6 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And grinded 6 years. And people are like, oh, he tripping, da da da. Like, no one has to agree with my philosophy. One thing no one can ever say is that I'm not free. Playa, Dubai, Ghana. Yo, you have to make the sacrifice. Knowing what Ja Morant did against Greek freak, that shit won't matter in 2 days for your life.
It's a fish trying to swim up a water off a waterfall. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. Because of course, Ja Morant, that's in your face. That's publicized. That's on social media. It's on ESPN. It's there. It's documented. It's right there. It's easy. You don't even have to try to research it to know who Ja Morant is. He's
they can Google who Peter Thiel is.
No, I'm just saying a couple top CEOs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. But that you're not gonna know a vast majority of CEOs. You're not. It's not going to happen.
Unless you're interested. Right?
Because you got to get interested.
Yeah. When entertaining you, trains you, right? That's what they say?
It's not entertaining.
And I said it. It's not. Listen, once you pass 18, if you're a man, you need to stop being a fan of other men. That includes me too. You can't be idolizing other men that are doing ish out in the world that you should be doing.
No pun intended.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. Mic drop.
Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.